For this backyard dog breeder, it was business as usual.
There were 7 puppies in total?
Yes, ma'am.
When did the first 2 die?
Around November.
You don't seem pretty traumatized about that.
But does he have any business owning dogs?
They were huddled as close to the house as they could get, freezing. They were lethargic. They were skinny.
And it wouldn't dawn on your brain to take the remaining puppies to a vet? I wouldn't let you take care of a goldfish.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Marlon Leon and Corey Credick are suing Marlon's neighbor, Natalie Abbey, for the value of 4 pit bull puppies she took without permission.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 369 on the calendar in the matter of Leon Credick versus Abbey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Who bred the puppies? That would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You have a dog.
Yes, ma'am.
A blue nose pit bull.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a pedigree dog?
Yes.
Does it have papers? Does it have AKC papers?
Yes.
May I see them? So this is not an American Kennel Club registry. This is something called UKC, United Kennel Club.
Yes.
What is your last name?
Leon.
Who's Jamar?
Who I bought the puppies from, or when she was a puppy, who I bought her from.
Did you register the puppy?
What happened, ma'am, is when I first bought the dog, I had got incarcerated and hit there in 09, so I never sent that paperwork in to get the full.
So the answer is the dog is not registered in your name?
Not quite yet, but she is papered. Because of that, all I have to do is send it in.
Well, how many times have you bred this dog?
This is only the second time, ma'am.
And the first time that you bred the dog, how many puppies did you have?
Out of the first litter, I believe I had 9.
And you sold those puppies without papers? I know a little bit about it. So you
Correct.
Had to sell them without papers?
Correct.
So they were not sold as papered pedigree dogs, but sold as pets?
Correct.
Who was the father of that litter?
The dad is deceased to the first set of dogs, ma'am.
Who was the father of the second set of puppies that you had?
Dog named Thrax.
Who owns that dog?
Basically my grandmother.
So who owns the dog?
My grandmother.
Well, why did you say basically?
Because I help take care of the dog as well. I help go over there and feed the dog. My grandmother's older. That's where the dogs were actually at my grandmother's house. So I go over there, I feed the dogs.
So is what you're telling me that both dogs were at your grandmother's house?
Yes, ma'am. At the time of this incident, both dogs were there. That's where I had the puppies at. Yes, ma'am.
And what about the first litter? Were the puppies born at your grandmother's house then, too?
The first set of puppies were actually born at Mr. Credit's house right here.
At your house?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how that came about.
Well,
this is getting more interesting as I proceed.
Where the dogs were at the time, when the dogs had puppies, there was other dogs around. So he didn't want the dog to have puppies around with the other dogs, so I have a
Which
backyard.
Are the dogs?
He has other dogs also.
How many other dogs does he have?
I've seen one.
Other dogs is not one. She's going to tell me everything anyway, so you might as well tell it to me at one time.
I mean, you can say what you want to say. I'm just saying how I talk. I seen one other dog, so he didn't want to have the puppies around the dog, so he brought the dog to my house. The dog had the puppies in my house.
This is what the case is about. You had a litter of puppies. You couldn't take care of them. A couple of them died. You had 7 puppies and 2 died. There were 5 left, is that right?
Correct.
And according to you, this is your neighbor, she agreed to sort of nurse the puppies because she's a dog walker and knows something about dogs. She took the puppies to her house, and that's the last time you saw the puppies. You bring Mr. Credick here because you say you sold one of the puppies to Mr. Credick for $300. So he's a co-plaintiff because now he doesn't have his puppy anymore because she got rid of them. That's pretty much what the case is about. Miss Abbey has a ridiculous counterclaim, which I'm going to dispose of very quickly, but she says that you really don't have any interest in taking care of this puppies. 2 probably died from the parvo virus. She managed to place 1 in a foster situation with a vet. She took 2 to a shelter. She doesn't have your puppies anymore. Is this what I'm hearing?
There are more details to it.
Well, I'm sure I'll get to the details.
Okay.
Well.
What?
I don't know anything about Tegan. She told me that the puppies had died from parvo.
Did you pay anybody any money?
Yes, I paid him money, $300.
Good. Did he give it back to you?
No, he hasn't given me anything.
Well, he has to give it back to you.
Okay.
Good. Now you can sit
down. Okay, thank you.
I'm ruling in your favor.
Thank you.
That Mr. Leon has to give you back your $300 because he didn't give you your puppy.
Thank you.
So we don't have to talk anymore. He has to give you back your money. And the only question is he going to get any money from her?
Right.
Isn't that easy? Got to simplify this whole thing. Okay, the second litter of puppies was born at your grandmother's house.
Correct.
On what date?
They were born the early morning of around October, I believe, 16th there.
And there were seven puppies in total?
Yes, ma'am.
When did the first two die?
It was around November.
What do you mean around November?
It
November's 30 days long.
Sometime in November, like around maybe the middle of November.
You don't seem pretty traumatized about that.
Oh, definitely I am. I'm just trying to keep a good composure with you.
Well,
ma'am.
Keep a good composure with me. I would certainly know if I came here because I was missing my puppies. I would certainly know when two of them died.
They died pretty much around the same time, and it was probably around the middle of November, ma'am.
Had you taken them to the vet?
See, what happened was I didn't take them to the
vet. The answer is either yes or no. Did you take them to the vet?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because one day they were fine. I was feeding them. The next day, I found one sick, and I didn't know what it was. And then the very next day, after that one that had eight, I found the next one the next day that was sick. So I was like, hold on, what's going on here?
Are you a vet? A trained veterinarian? If you're not a trained veterinarian, then you take them to a veterinarian and you say, one puppy was sick yesterday. This puppy looks like it got sick today. Can you tell me what's wrong with them?
You're correct.
You're right up correct. That's what you do if you have valuable property or if you care about them. I mean, it's not as if they were born on the 16th of October and they died when they were born.
Correct.
You saw it getting sick?
Well, I didn't see it. I didn't know because they were eating perfectly fine. And then the very next day, the dog was just dead. And I'm like, what's going on?
No, that's not what you just told me, Mr. Lane. You just changed the story. You said one got sick one day, and then the next day the other one got sick. And I said to myself,
yeah, but they,
well, what's your, I
that's
wonder
what I
what's
mean
going
by
on
got
here.
Sick. One was eating. They were eating one day, and the very next day they were sick. It was like they
that's
died.
That's when you take them to the vet.
But he was dead. It was dead.
No, he wasn't dead. First one was sick, then the other one was sick, and I said to myself, what's going on here?
No, one was sick one day, and it died. The next day, I went out there, I fed him. I disposed the one that was sick, and then...
All right. I'm not going to prolong this with you, Mr. Leon, any further about this particular subject. If I had, and I foolishly thought I would do that just once, have a litter of puppies with some of the puppies that I had, and I was up all night, and it was very traumatic, and they were very small, and a couple of them didn't make it, and I had nightmares. But I can tell you, as soon as one of them hiccuped, I picked that puppy up, and I took it right to the vet.
Oh, I went to her because she
was a... No, she's not a vet. She's a dog walker. There's a difference between a vet and a dog walker.
She told me she works at the hospital, so I went to her, and that's why every time I had a problem with one of my animals, I went to my neighbor because I knew she had worked with the animal vet care, whatever she does, dog walks. I didn't know she was a dog walker.
He told me that his dog had a broken leg, and I advised him to go see a vet. And he said, I don't have money for that, and walked away.
My dog never had a broken leg. I don't know what this woman here is talking about.
You just told me you took your dogs to her because she was qualified to give you medical advice.
I never told her one of my dogs had a broken leg.
No, she told you.
None of my dogs had a... How will she know? She doesn't come to my house.
Okay. Mr. Leon, I want you to tell me the circumstances around how Miss Abby got custody of the remaining five puppies.
Okay, correct.
Not correct. Just tell me, how did Miss Abby get custody of the remaining five puppies? Two died at your mother's house.
Correct. And so me and my neighbor were talking in my backyard, and there was a third puppy. So I started seeing the puppy get sick. So then I'm taking precautions because now I'm seeing a dog getting sick. So my neighbor, I tell her to come over. We talk. She wraps the dog up. She takes it in her house because my grandma doesn't take dogs in her house. So she says, I'm going to try to put something around the dog, feed it, and so forth. I said, okay, that was fine. And
who
this
did
is Monday.
That?
This is Monday.
Who did that?
My neighbor.
A neighbor?
It was my neighbor who stays right next to
me. So she took one of the... Just a sec. Now you have two dead and one sick.
Correct.
And it wouldn't dawn on your brain to take the remaining puppies to a vet?
And that's what I was going to do.
Not going to do. Before... You wrapped this puppy and gave it to your neighbor.
No, what happened was she rewrapped and took it in the house to try to see what was going on.
What do you mean, take it in the house?
We took the dog in the house because we figured the dog is sick. The dog is in the backyard.
What was the dog doing outside?
Because we keep the animals outside. My grandmother's house, we don't have a garage. So once the dog went next door inside the house, inside the warm air because it was cold outside.
So you left the puppies outside, the four-week-old puppies outside? It was cold? Is that what you're telling me?
At first, it wasn't cold. During the beginning of October, it wasn't that cold yet. It was still, still sun out. It was nice out. It didn't start getting cold till real recently.
I have to tell you, Mr. Leon, you know how unsympathetic I am with you? On a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 12. I wouldn't let you take care of a goldfish. It wasn't that cold for four-week-old puppies, two of whom died. One of whom, you said, my neighbor said she wrapped it in a blanket and took it inside. Once she got it inside, it was a little warmer. It got a little better. Mr. Leon, I really don't want to hear any more of your tale.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did he come to see them at your house?
Only with that man, one time.
Marlon came with a man one time.
I have text messages, so every day I have pictures of my dog.
Listen to me. I don't want to hear you anymore. Spay and neuter pets that you can't take care of.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marlon Leon says his neighbor, Natalie Abbey, owes for the value of four pit bull puppies. Natalie is countersuing for the cost to install security cameras in her home and for harassment.
Okay, ultimately, four of your puppies were given by you into Miss Abby's care because she did not come over and steal them from your grandmother's house. She was given, and all I want Miss Abby to do is tell me what happened to the four puppies.
I certainly will. His next door neighbor that he had given the puppy to is actually who called me for help. She said, Natalie, I need you to come over this puppy.
Just a second.
Yes?
Don't tell me what she said to you.
Okay.
That's hearsay. I want to know how the puppies, how many of them,
sure,
came into your possession, when, and where are they now?
Puppy number one is because she asked for my help. And so she wanted to let it die in the house warm because she couldn't afford to euthanize it. She asked me to take it. I took it into a 24-hour emergency. I surrendered it. I also gave a $20 donation, and I found out it was ultimately euthanized due to its condition. That puppy was not going to survive the night.
Fine. Go ahead.
The four puppies, I contacted Marlon. I said, I believe your puppies are terribly sick. It could be parvo. I worked in veterinary medicine. I currently work in veterinary medicine for 7 years now. I've treated my own dog with parvo. I've seen a lot of cases. It smelled like it. It was bleeding from the rectum. It was unconscious and had shallow breathing, as well as a broken leg. I don't have the exam fee for that because I surrendered it, but I do have the ultimate decision of euthanasia. So I told him that, and he said, I don't know what to do. I can't keep them in my backyard. I said, you're right, you can't. He said, I have nowhere else to take them. I didn't even know my dog was pregnant until my next door neighbor told me I had eight newborns.
Just a second. What did you do with the four puppies?
I fostered them.
Tell me what that means.
So he was too in a hurry to even bring them over. He had me come over. He handed two puppies to me. I saw them in the backyard. They were huddled as close to the house as they could get, freezing. So then he handed me two, and he handled two. We carried them across the street. My friend Brian was at my house. We helped put them in the bathtub. I immediately got towels in the dryer. I immediately started getting them warmed up. They were lethargic. They were skinny, because he told me he was only feeding them adult food every 24 hours.
You don't have to convince me any further.
Okay.
He shouldn't have possession of a pet. All I want you to do is to tell me what happened to the four puppies.
One of the puppies, his friend came and got a couple days later.
His friend, do you know that person's name?
I don't, but he was a little older, and he was friendly. He looked me in the eye. I gave him some dog food. I told him to take the dog in. It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I said, promise me you're going to take it into a vet on Friday. He said, I promise.
Great. That was one. And what did you do with the other three?
Marlon started to get a little more interest in them because they started to get a little better. But
did he come to see them at your house?
Only with that man, one time.
Marlon came with a man one time. One time.
I have text messages.
Correct.
I have text messages, so every day I have pictures of my dog.
Listen to me. I don't want to hear you anymore. Uncross your hands.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of frustrated, but I...
You're going to be more frustrated. Spay and neuter pets that you can't take care of.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me carefully. You should not have, you should not have puppies.
You can look at the puppies. They look healthy right here, and these are in my hands, ma'am. If you would like to see the picture, the puppies look very healthy, is right here.
Three died.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marlon Leon says neighbor Natalie Abbey took four of his pit bull puppies without his permission.
Now you have three puppies left. You want to tell me what you did to the other three?
Well, can I rewind back to when I had four? Within 10 minutes, I contacted animal services. Within 10 minutes of him bringing them to my house, I had reason to believe that they would decline rapidly. So I put the call in, and I have proof of that call.
May I see it?
This is less than 10 minutes.
Okay, the comment is, four puppies have been exposed to parvo, not sick yet. Please call when en route. Call was received November 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you do with the rest of the puppies?
The brindle and white one, I actually asked him if I could have, and I have proof of a text message saying that I could have it.
May I have it, please? So then there were three left.
Two, because his friend had came and taken one.
Okay. Brindle, can I have the last one?
And I told her with $100
you can. Okay, it's going to be the brindle and white.
And I told her with $100 you could, have the dog.
I've
already told you. I'm just, for my own curiosity, trying to figure out what happened to your puppies to make sure that they, do you still have that dog?
No.
What did you do with it?
He said that I could adopt that one out. He said in return for caring for them.
What did you do with that dog?
It got adopted to a registered vet tech.
Did you get any money for that dog?
No, I did not.
Now you have two left. What did you do with the other two?
That was the red and the black one, and I ultimately surrendered them to the shelter, and I told them what was going on.
Yes, both puppies were taken in on December 6th.
Yes. So when the animal control officer called me back, I took half a day off of work that day.
December 6th?
Mm-hmm.
You signed them in, indicating you are not the owner of the animals?
Correct. And they actually did a welfare check on Marlon's house after that. I had been in communication with them that whole time.
When did Animal Care Services contact your house?
They came over and Animal Control.
What date?
Just recently. Maybe
I have
within
the date.
May I have the date, please?
Certainly. He actually dodged them for a couple days. They initially contacted him.
They came over last Monday, ma'am.
I just want to know the first date that they contacted him.
The 12th.
So 6 days after the puppies were taken into the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
May I see that, please?
Sure.
And ma'am, you know, Corey right here, I gave him Natalie's number so he could call her himself and ask for his puppy. She told him he has text messages on his phone. She told him all the puppies died of parvo, they're dead, and she took them to the pound.
Listen to me. I know what she did with the puppies. It's all documented, what she did with the puppies. Listen to me carefully. You should not have puppies.
You can look at the puppies. They look healthy right here, and these are in my hands, ma'am. If you would like to see the picture, the puppies look very healthy, is right here.
Three died.
Judge Judy continues. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, go ahead.
No, three didn't die. She said the third one died. I don't know what happened
to
the third one.
Three died in your yard before I
accumulated
the two.
No, three did not die in my yard.
Only yeah. You said two died in your yard.
Two died in my yard.
Listen! Two died in your yard. One was so sick you turned it over to a neighbor. Very easy to call the neighbor. You told me your neighbor. She told me that neighbor brought the puppy to her.
Because that's what I was going to do. I was going to call her.
Mr. Leon, I can't help you. All I can tell you is try to be responsible. You want pets? Neuter them. Spay them. But do not have a litter. Your grandmother is too old.
No, she didn't take care of the dogs, ma'am. I did. I take care of all the dogs. I feed them. I take care. And I have pictures of my dog. They look beautiful.
Could you take his phone away from him or put him outside?
I mean, the pictures of my dog are beautiful.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She took the dogs without permission that we didn't have an agreement to.
You should be breeding animals if you can't afford to and you don't have the knowledge.
She's going to do something with the dogs when her house looks like a zoo.
Nobody should ever treat an animal like that.
I took care of my dogs. I took them over there. They were fine. I mean, yeah, two died.
Oh, it was awful. It was unacceptable.
You know, I was trying to go to my neighbor because I knew she worked for something to do with pets. And she could help me out. And we took him over there so they could get out the cold and stay warm inside her heater.
I hope he comes to his senses and starts spaying and neutering his dogs.
I'm going to give my dog dog since, you know, I have the registration, get her registered, you know, and then I could sell my puppies for $1,000, $1,500 because they were good dogs.
Just not to breed irresponsibly.